Let's go to Edson in Houston, Texas. Hi, Edson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, George. How are you doing?
Good. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. I hope you had a happy New Year's.
Yeah, all is well. I'm looking forward to this year.
Good, good. I had a story. I had a story relating to the creatures. A buddy and I were coming back one night from a bar, and we were driving down the street down the neighborhood, and it's kind of like, it wasn't too dark, you know, just they have street regular neighborhood lights on, and we were driving, and when he actually got a better look of it, and he saw this creature behind, kind of like in the sidewalk, but like standing next to a tree.
Okay.
And when he saw it, he pointed it out to me, and I looked quickly, and what I just got a glimpse of it, and it looked what appears to be like if it was like a grasshopper. It had like grasshopper like type legs, and that's what I saw was like it, but it kind of like folded it in and hid behind the tree as we were approaching it.
Did it also have that praying mantis look?
Exactly. Yes, it did. And he described it more like if it had like a mask, like for the face, it looked like more like a mask. The best thing that I could think of was like the movie Mimics. Mimic. Remember those creatures on that movie? It's kind of like the best thing that I could kind of describe what I saw.
How tall was it?
It was. It had to be like when we were approaching it, maybe like 10 yards. Just like 10. It was. We were very close when we were approaching it, and it like I guess it saw the headlights, and it just appeared to like his legs came upward, like folding in behind the tree.
Was it as big as a man?
Yes, it was. It definitely was tall. It was like maybe like a 6 foot tall person.
God. Well, you know what? We get a lot of UFO reports of creatures that look like praying mantis. And who knows what this thing was. Let's go to our international line. Nick, welcome to Coast. Hi, Nick.
Top of the morning to you, George.
Hey, how are you?
Great show you got going on tonight. I'm really enjoying it. Sorry, I missed Linda.
She's good lady.
Two personal encounters with creatures. The first one is a short one. I'll tell you real quick. And the second one is a real stunner. I was just picking up the sea over the windowsill at home back at that tender age. And one morning early, before my dad left for work, my mother motioned to him and had him come to the window, and I was always a nosy, precocious kid, so I ran there, too, and stood on my tiptoes and looked out. And we lived in a heavily forested area, and we had kind of a grassy yard behind the house. And there were three animals grazing or foraging back there, and they looked like big dogs, kind of wolfish-looking, you know, hungry and lean. I didn't realize how big they were. Well, one of them apparently saw a motion at the window, and trotted over and got up on his hind legs and stood with his paws up on the window. Now, I still have this house, and I just recently measured it, and it's about 8.5 foot from the ground to the windowsill. So that means this thing's on paws, 8.5 feet off the ground, and its face was fully framed in the window.
Jeez.
Definitely a canine of some sort, but, you know, just outlandishly large. I froze with fear. Well, my mother took us into the center of the house away from the windows, and my dad watched for about another hour till these things moved off and away, and we never saw them again after that. At least they never told us.
And I bet it didn't bother you at all.
We didn't see them again. No, not at all. I was very concerned about that for years, you know. We had to... The whole forest at our disposal there. I mean, we could go anywhere we liked, and it was great for a kid. But I always had that in the back of my mind. What if I happen to run into one of these things? What am I going to do?
You better run.
To this day, I still dream about them occasionally. You know? I wouldn't be at all surprised to see one.
Well, you know, until I started talking to Linda, Nick, I didn't realize how many of these cases were all over North America. Whatever these creatures are, they seem to be everywhere. Okay, let's go to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, Kurt, welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
Hey, I've been interested in Bigfoot since about 1976 when there was a few sightings near the La Crosse area in Wisconsin. Since then, I've read thousands of stories of different encounters across North America and so on. Recently, within the past 3 years or so, I got involved with a Bigfoot organization who goes out and does expeditions, numerous expeditions per year, and got involved with a couple in Wisconsin here in Minnesota also. I convinced my son, who's MP in the military, and he's taken his training and stuff and done night reconnaissance missions during his practice and stuff at the bases and whatever.
Okay.
So I convinced him to go along with me. And growing up, I had always told him stories, and he was always telling me, Dad, Bigfoot is a mythical creature. It does not exist. So I took him along on a trip with me, and these expeditions usually involve between two and three dozen people, and we wander the woods during the day, familiarizing ourselves with trails and so on, and at nighttime we go out and use thermal devices and night vision devices. And I had talked to my boy, and he was more than willing to lay in the woods in a spot that I put him in where nobody else knew he was. And he was going to lay there all night long and just see if anything happened. Everybody's on walkie-talkies on the same channel, and everybody has to announce any movement they're making, you know, to make sure that if you're seeing a shadow, you know it's a group walking by or something like that. No dogs, no guns allowed or anything like that. So he's laying in the woods, and all of a sudden he had come on the radio and he said he had seen eyeshine. And he described this eyeshine. It was over about an 8 or 10 second period of time. And the eyeshine, and I forget the order of the colors of eyeshine that appeared, but it started off as red glowing eyes that faded out and then faded in as amber glowing eyes and then faded out and faded back in as white glowing eyes, all coming from the exact same spot 30 yards away from him, what we stepped off the following day. And at that point, he picked up the thermal device and describes a upright figure leaning out from behind a tree, and he said it was a massive, massive body. And he was pretty wound up by the time he saw it. And then he took off out of the woods, and I met him down the trail, and he was just worked up and shaking. And he says, Dad, there's nothing like that should be living in these woods. But the next day, the whole group went out there, and we saw a footprint in the mud, and we had had him laying in the spot he was the night before. We got pictures and stuff, and the scientists are taking looking really close at the trees, hoping to find hair samples and so on. And I stood in the spot where the creature was standing, and I leaned out behind the tree, and there was branches that we measured. The creature was at least 7.5 feet tall.
Jeez.
Possibly 8 feet tall, depending on if its knees, you know, were bent a little bit or so on. The head guy in the organization, you know, of course, he says, oh, you just saw a little one then. There's numerous sightings that these groups have seen all across North America. So that's all they do, okay? And I wanted to comment on the eye shine. From what I have heard, people typically see one set of color of eyes, and they're glowing red or glowing amber or so on.
Right.
And what they were saying is that's just the color of their eyes, or some say that it's a way that they communicate. Now, my opinion or theory is that my son had seen these three sets of glowing eyes, and the head guy of the organization said my son was the first one to ever see three different glowing eyes coming from the same creature.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
But my theory is, okay, we as humans use our regular eyes, and if we can't see very good, we'll use night vision, and if we need to see something different, we use thermal. And I'm thinking that these creatures have that built-in ability, something similar on their own.
And they just kind of change.
They just... if they're looking at something, you know, and he was just laying on the ground in the woods in camo gear, not that he was hiding or anything, and he didn't hear a sound as this thing came up, but he laid there and the different eye colors changed, and as he described it to me, it seemed like it was looking at him, then it wasn't sure what he was seeing, then it switched its eye colors to get a different type of view.
I bet it turned him into a believer this time, didn't it?
He definitely turned into a believer, yes.